Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Complete coverage live from Ukraine. Let's get started. Good evening. I'm Anderson Cooper reporting live from Kiev in Ukraine, a country on the brink, as the new prime minister has said. Russian forces in the Crimea, the fear that they may move further into eastern Ukraine. I'm reporting from Independence Square, where a little bit more than a week and a half ago, people were fighting and dying for change here in Ukraine. They got the change. The former president fled, but nobody could have predicted what happened next. Russian forces on the ground in Crimea. It is the start of a new day here. It's a little bit before dawn on Tuesday morning, the start of a day that nobody can predict what will occur over the next 12 hours. People here are certainly hoping and praying that it does not end in bloodshed. There has been far too much bloodshed already. In this area here, people died a little bit more than a week and a half ago. Right now, it is considered holy ground, a place of martyrs. There are flowers, there are makeshift memorials all around. The barricades, the sandbags are all still up, all still a sign of what happened here just a short time ago. The protesters remain because they want to make sure that the changes that the new government here in Ukraine have promised will actually take root, that promises made will actually be followed up on. The new government here, a shaky government at best, an interim president, a new prime minister, they are certainly hoping now that diplomacy will work in order to alter the situation on the ground in Crimea. The government here is looking to the West, looking to the United States to aid in that diplomacy. At the same time, they are calling up the military reserves here in the Ukraine if it does come to an all-out war. But that is something all sides say they want to avoid at all costs. There have been a lot of developments just in the last 5 or 6 hours that we want to bring you up to date on. We have our complete coverage with our correspondents all throughout the region and all across the globe tonight. First, I want to bring you just up to speed what's happened today and over the last 72 hours. Take a look.
It is a fact that Russia has surrounded or taken over practically all Ukrainian military facilities in Crimea. It is a fact that today Russian jets entered Ukrainian airspace.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power today making clear in words what the people of Crimea now see on the streets. These heavily armed troops have tightened their grip in the Crimea region of Ukraine, a blunt answer to warnings from the West and President Obama. It all unraveled quickly over the last 72 hours.
This action by the Russian Federation constitutes an act of aggression against the state of Ukraine.
Russia! That in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin receiving authority Saturday from his parliament to use military force in Ukraine. All the while, the surreal spectacle continued, a mystery gunman with no insignias on their uniforms patrolling the streets.
Where are you from? Откуда вы?
From Russia.
From Russia. From where in Russia?
Откуда это сие конкретно?
It's not important.
But it is important to nearly all of Europe and the United States. President Obama spoke to President Putin, calling on him to withdraw his troops. But on Sunday, the situation seemed to get worse. In the city of Simferopol, Russian forces surrounded this naval operations base, asking this Ukrainian commander to hand over control.
We've been ordered to defend the base, he says. If anyone tries to force us to leave, we will defend it and we'll fight with our guns.
In all, some 10 bases surrounded. Ukrainian troops inside the gates would appear to be Russian troops on the outside. While the standoffs have been tense, so far there's been no loss of life. By day's end, Russia had complete operational control of Crimea, according to a senior White House official.
The central government here in Kiev is shaky, to say the least. The former president fled a little bit more than a week ago. There's an acting president now and a new prime minister. A crisis in Crimea is the last thing they need.
The Ukrainian government in Kiev is mobilizing troops and calling up military reservists to fight should they need them.
You just signed up today for to fight, if it comes to that?
Вы сегодня записались в военкомат? Yes, I did it today.
Why do you want to fight? What are you ready to fight for?
За что вы готовы драться? За почему за что именно драться?
За те, щоб Крим.
He said because we know from history that Crimea is our country, is our fatherland.
President Putin today oversaw military training drills outside St. Petersburg, Russia, over 1,000 miles away from Crimea. But the message seemingly crystal clear: the Russian military is ready.